Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you're new to the show, thanks for listening. We had Jordan Mailata on earlier to talk about winning the Super Bowl. If you missed that, in the Odyssey app, there's a rewind feature. So within 48 hours, you can go back and listen or just subscribe to the Afternoon Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This is what some like to call the best part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, as always, it's back to its roots with the top five at five. I got five things I have to complain about because we've gone too far in certain instances.
Gone too far.
Yes.
Things we've gone too far about.
Things we've gone too far with. Number five, we don't have to clear the shelves of grocery stores for 3 inches of snow.
Are people still doing it?
It's not the storm of the century. You know, every little sedans are fine in the snow. Learn how to drive in it a little bit better.
Well,
I mean, it's just, we've gone out of control with when you go in the you're going to be okay. They're going to clear the roads by the morning.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
In other
fine.
Words, you don't need to shop as if we're going to be snowed in for a week.
You're going to be able to leave your house.
Yeah.
We haven't had that for 30 years.
Yeah.
Where you've been in your house for more than two days
at the most. Yeah. At the most, two days.
We live in Philadelphia. Yeah. We don't live in Canada. You're not getting feet
or
of
Buffalo.
Snow.
Yeah.
Like, listen.
Which is next to Canada.
Yes.
If there's 12 inches plus, relax. Like, go clear, knock yourselves out. Stock up. For 3 inches.
Yeah. And by the way, it was never predicted to be a big storm.
No.
It was supposed to be, I think South was going to get 4 inches or something.
Yeah, so we got about 4 inches over there.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, just say that's what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Sometimes you got to have inch talk on
yeah.
this show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It just drives me nuts. Everyone just learn how to drive in the snow a little bit. The fourth thing we've gone too far with is vilifying Jason Kelce. Okay, listen. His brother's in the Super Bowl.
Right.
What do you want him to do?
Are people mad about it?
Of course they are.
Oh,
they are?
Yeah.
It's been a whole thing online today.
Yes.
People have been like mad at Kelce and then not understanding why you're mad at Kelce.
Yeah.
It's a weird circumstance. I'm sure he felt conflicted.
Yes. Let's just try to be understanding. And we won.
But we won the Super Bowl.
We won the Super Bowl. No reason to be mad at Jason Kelce. We
Who the
won
hell
the
cares?
Super Bowl. Yes.
I mean, it's fun to talk about.
Right.
But
you know he's happy the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, you know in your gut that he's not pissed that they won.
Right.
So I took Twitter off my phone, so I only see it on my laptop now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it's been a month or so.
Yeah.
And discussions like this, mm-hmm. that people are mad, I don't even see them. I feel like I don't even see them anymore.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder if people are just angry about it online, because in real life, I don't hear anybody talking.
No, I think that's what it is. Well, that's the problem with online.
Yes. Yeah. They just need something to be mad about every day.
Yes. Yeah, everyone hates something.
Yes.
Yep.
But we got to retire the term hate. Like, we're talking sports, okay?
Yeah,
like,
relax.
Like, everyone take a deep breath.
Yep.
All right, the third thing we've gone too far with is Jonah Kammer trying to take advantage of his situation being the morning show host on this station. We broke down 2 weeks ago about him begging Ron Jaworski for a ticket to his Super Super Bowl party for his
for
sister.
Sister, not even for himself. For
on the
sister.
Air.
On, yeah. on the air. So what's he going to do?
Yeah.
Of course he's going to say yes to that. Well, yesterday morning, so the camera is looking for an Inquirer cutout of the headline, right, of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So he puts it on the air. A nice enough caller calls in with an offer for Joe, and listen to him take advantage of this caller.
And listen, Joe, I have an Inquirer for you. Don't worry, you're in. I got Inquirer.
Do you really?
Yeah, no problem.
Well, that's very cool. So the problem is I needed four. Do you have three more? Because I got my sister, like, my sister in Connecticut. So I want one to hold. I want one to frame.
It sounds like you're getting a little greedy.
One for my sister, and there was a fourth for someone. I forget who.
You're kind of looking the gift horse in the mouth by saying.
I am.
Saying
that. I am. But Steve, you got one.
Richie.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Wait a minute. What? How does he have trouble finding an Inquirer?
Well, they did sell. There was. There is a struggle to get the Inquirer right now from after they won. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, everybody goes out and buys them up.
Yeah.
They want that. I didn't even think about doing that this time.
Can't you?
I did it for the first one.
Joe's in the media. Couldn't he just call somebody the Inquirer?
I'm sure he could.
Yeah.
But,
could,
the,
yeah.
but the guy calls in, hey,
offering
Joe,
one.
Here's one. And Joe goes, can I get four? I mean, have a little bit of, like, grace.
Yeah. No grace at all. Well, Joe's never been known for grace.
I agree.
You all right?
I didn't want to burp on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, no problem. Only one of us flatulates on the microphone.
Wow. See? You go at him for just a half shot. It wasn't even a shot.
Nope.
Yep.
Couldn't wait.
No. The second thing we've gone too far with is he's already gearing up for the summer. Elliot's top 10 athletes list.
Oh, I saw
it. You want to hear about going too far. Tell me the name or names that are missing from this top 10 Philly athletes list. Number 10, Quinion Mitchell. Number 9, Devontae Smith. Number 8, Jordan Mailata. Number 7, Lane Johnson. Number 6, Bryce Harper.
Oh, he's somebody else besides an Eagle.
Yeah, he's 6.
Number 5, A.J. Brown. Number 4, Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
Number 3, Jalen Carter. Number 2, Saquon Barkley. And number 1, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Left off the list, Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Mm.
And Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, I like Quinion Mitchell. I don't know if he's on the list over. Well, Joel Embiid doesn't play.
Yeah. You could put him in the bottom part
right.
of it.
He
I think at this point.
He has to be on the list.
Right.
Yes, he has to be on the list.
And AJ, I love AJ.
Yeah.
AJ Brown ahead of Bryce Harper. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems
kind of thirsty to me.
Yes. Oh, well, that's Elliot has pivoted. Elliot has pivoted into being thirsty guy.
Well, and who gave him the okay to put out a list right now?
Oh,
right.
I don't know. He's bored. He's contents where or his likes are wearing off from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. He's got to revamp it back up.
What do they call that? What do they call it? You need some
positive reinforcement.
No, it's the interaction on Twitter. Engagement.
Engagement. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He needs some sort of engagement.
Like, top 11 is branded on this show.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Either you're a part of this show or you're not, Elliot. It's top 11 on this show. It's not top 10.
And he wanted to get his list out first.
Well, he said yesterday, he asked me, he goes, would Embiid even be on the list? I knew he was cooking something. I go, well, I see what you're saying. And I said, well, Maxie would be on the list. I don't know. I was like, okay. And finally, I realized that, like, you know how Jack hates when Elliot talks about the Phillies?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I get it now. I get it.
No, I know.
Yeah. I'm not a stick to guy, you know, right. Stick to blank, stick this. Just stick to the
stay Eagles. Away from the Sixers.
And the Phillies.
And the Phillies.
If you want to have your union, we have no idea if you're right or wrong.
Yeah.
Nor do we care.
Yeah. Talk about that little kid that you like on the union, whose jersey you have.
Yeah. Wear your little soccer jerseys to training camp. Whatever. No one cares about, you know, European soccer. But the number one thing we've gone too far with is these celebrity Eagles fans coming out of the woodwork.
Oh,
every
yeah.
single year I complain about this. Where'd Anne Hathaway come from?
So her...
No.
Devin posted this.
No.
Devin posted her grandfather or something was a coach for the Eagles?
No,
or?
He's a WIP morning show radio host
right.
but before we were a sports station.
Yes.
Back in like the 60s and 70s.
Well, so that's where she would have Philly connection.
That's not my issue, Spike.
Okay.
Where was she in 17? Where
right.
was she in 22? Where was she during all those other... Does she know where the link is?
Oh, this is the Jack's fan
Well, it's
stuff.
Ridiculous. Anne Hathaway? Like if her
fan gatekeeper Jack.
If her dad's a morning show host on this radio station, she knows Philadelphia. I didn't know she was an Eagles fan until 20. She's been popular for 35 years.
He might have a point on this one.
Well, first of all, she hasn't been popular for 35 years.
Pretty close. I mean, she was in Princess Bride, which was... No, not the Princess Bride.
No, she was
the
not in Princess
movie,
Bride.
The Princess Diaries, I believe so. Yeah. Anne Hathaway's been around for at least 30 years.
And I did not see Anne Hathaway for the other two Super Bowl runs.
Exactly.
That's where I kind of agree with him. I mean, at least Bradley Cooper's been around.
Anne Hathaway's 42. By the way,
yeah. Okay, so
what we're doing is exaggerating. You get you a drink of water
oh my
over there.
Gosh,
yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. Sorry. Jeez.
Every show with the coffee.
I got to talk, not just press buttons.
That's you so much more than just press buttons. And Pete Davidson, where'd Pete Davidson come from with this?
He is a new Eagles fan.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, he's a new Eagles, but that seems like that's more of a business.
That's what it feels like, right? Like, but.
Well, he knows people that...
Maybe he's filming a movie here or something?
Yeah, something. Yeah, that's what it seems
but
like.
But he's really hopping on this Eagles bandwagon.
Like your boy, Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Zach Bryan also needs to be gatekept. And I fully on board with that. Not that anyone cares about Zach Bryan.
Well, Miles Teller was back.
Yeah, but he's at least
real.
He's from here.
That's what I'm saying. That's now, why I'm like, he's back.
Here's why I'm okay with Anne Hathaway or whatever.
And I just watched Maverick again. Top Gun Maverick. It was just on yesterday.
Here's why
at least five times, my bad.
Here's why I think we need some. It's like, enough with Bradley Cooper already.
No, he had a great Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Mike, just enough. I don't need him being the only one.
Right.
And then
spread it around a little
and
bit.
And Kevin Hart is fraudulent. Yeah. You know, he's...
The guy's from here.
Yeah, but you know he would, as the wind will blow, Kevin Hart would cheer for another team.
Told him
I ain't letting y'all do that to Kevin Hart, man.
If The Rock told him to root for the Rams, he'd be rooting for the Rams.
Yeah, I just like...
He's an Eagles... Philadelphia sports fan.
I just like having a high-level Hollywood actress as an Eagles fan.
But you fighting to keep Anne Hathaway, but we're getting rid of Kevin Hart?
Yeah, they have Taylor Swift. No, I don't want to get rid of Kevin Hart. I'm just saying we need more.
No, they need other than Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's more validated than Anne Hathaway. I mean, Anne Hathaway? Yeah. Where'd that come from?
Maybe she's the big Eagles fan. We just don't know about it. Maybe she's not advertising.
Don't let me get fooled by Worm Caney with the tweet now why she's an Eagles fan. I mean, come on.
Well, that was a worm thing. Because the Eagles want Anne Hathaway, too, I think.
Of
They're
course
like,
they do.
We
yes.
need our own Taylor Swift here.
Exactly.
Like, does Olivia Rodrigo? She like the Eagles? Maybe? SZA? She like the Eagles?
Yeah, let's start recruiting everybody.
Yeah, come on. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Now going through February, save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have any other? I'm trying to think famous ones. There's Will Smith, we don't see very much of anymore.
Well, I didn't see Trout either. I'm sure he was there, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Trout.
It's enough out of him, too.
Well, he's at every home game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because he's never playing past September.
That's right.
In the life that he chose. 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're back. You're on WIP. What's up, brother?
What's going on, fellas? It's been a little bit, but back at it. nice wake up champion for sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, you didn't come in with your signature.
Yeah, come on. What'd it do?
What'd it do?
What it do?
Yeah.
There we go.
You're probably feeling pretty soupy today. That would be my guess.
I mean, I'm looking to eat any kind of soup anyone recommends for the next 360-odd days. So no one can talk to us.
Yep.
Until then. I've been dealing with a little personal issues after dance the Super Bowl. Grandma passed.
Very sorry. Love and prayers to your family. Sorry about your grandma.
Yeah. Sorry about
good.
That.
All she wanted to do was see our team in the Super Bowl for the past 4 months. So that was felt good at the end of that. But I'm coming here to talk about our plan for the offseason.
Oh, okay.
And like I said before, 2 to 3 in the next 5 years.
That's a tall order.
I'll take that.
So, I mean, we already got one.
Yes, so you got a head start.
I'll get right to it. Bond, 14 a year. Milton, 9 a year. Sweat, 14 a year. Becton, 13 a year.
Sweat's going to get more than 14 a year, buddy.
I agree with you, but yeah. that's at least what it's going to cost. I don't know how much the salary cap's going up.
What did Sweat have last year?
Sweat made 9, I think.
Yeah, he's probably getting at least 20 a year.
That's what I was going to say. 20. Yeah. Sweat will be 20. Yeah. I bet Milton Williams gets 14.
Because he's young.
Yep.
So somebody's going to swoop him up.
Yep. And then Bond, I think you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Hargrave got around 17. Milton Williams is kind of the next coming of him. And I just think how he gets it done, restructures contracts, lets guys go if we have to. And those are the big four. If we can nail those, let's run it back what we got.
What about Becton?
I said Becton. Becton, oh, okay. 13 to 15.
Okay.
He's a key piece, but Bond's priority one, Becton two, Sweat, then Williams, I'd say. So if we get those four guys with a couple of other pieces, we'll be fine. And one more thing, let's go with the Jalen Hurts Championship Club. I mean, winning's nice, championships are better. So, I mean, we had the Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Carson didn't, so let's start one.
Would love it. Would love a championship club. Look, you're talking about 2 to 3 in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll know how to handle that.
Well, I'm excited to find out.
Yes, it would be nice. Okay, okay.
You know this city's ready.
Yes, sir. Okay, I was going to say okay. But as okay.
Yep.
All right, Andrew. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for calling. And again, sorry for your loss, man.
All good. Hey, we're only up from here.
Yes, sir. We're not keeping all those guys.
What do you mean?
We're not keeping. We can't keep.
I think
about
our callers. Yeah.
No. Can't keep Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and Zach Bond and Mekhi Becton. They're gonna have to make choices somewhere.
Yeah.
There is a limit to the cap, and they make their they're just gonna make a value judgment on if we can't, because you would guess they want to keep Becton, of course, but you would guess they'll think to themselves, well, we have some confidence in Steen. You know what I mean? Like the ability to replace those guys. I think the worry with Sweat is replacing Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like Baldy mentioned Jordan Davis and Milton Williams. I think it's fair to think that Jordan Davis could get more snaps.
I mean, at least they would convince themselves that's what he's going to do.
They have an idea there. They don't have an internal idea for Sweat.
Nope.
He's the one guy, and I think on some level, even though I'm sure they would love to keep Bond, even they could convince themselves that they could replace Bond. Sweat's the toughest one.
I wonder if they believe Nolan can be an every down player.
Oh, he looked like he could be. Man, he looks strong, too. That was the other thing about Nolan Smith, mm-hmm. not just fast. He was, like, running over guys in the Super mm-hmm. Bowl. Yeah, that's this would be an interesting. But even if they keep Nolan, they need three, right?
Yeah.
So if you think BG is gone,
right,
and you're
not Huff here, you got to try him one more year.
You have to try it, but you have to be prepared for it not to work.
Yeah,
the guy was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
I agree.
Taiwan Huff,
played one snap each in the Green Bay and Rams games. Do you call him Taiwan Huff? That's very funny. And then he played, I think, 18 in the Commanders game, but they're all garbage time.
I'm going to tell you this. When you win the Super Bowl, it almost affords you the ability to let guys go.
Right, because the pushback won't be the same. They'll think you know what you're doing.
It's one thing if you hadn't won it yet and you came up short.
Yep.
When you win the Super Bowl, it's like, I mean, that's what, remember we let Vinnie Curry go, Bo Allen. I'm thinking about the last time they won the Super Bowl.
They re-signed BG.
Well, there were a bunch of guys that were just gone, right?
I think BG played his last year out.
He did, yeah.
So he played on the final year of his deal.
And on top of that, they traded out of the 32nd pick. So they weren't even worried about the draft.
Yep.
By the way, our good friend Black Gritty sent me some audio of Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
On Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
A couple years ago.
Okay.
Does this sound like a diehard Eagles fan to you?
Okay.
I know you're a big fan of football. This football season. Yeah. Congrats. How's the Giants doing this season?
We're doing fine. You know what? This season reminds me of?
Yeah, what's that?
This season reminds me of the 2007 season when we started 0-2 and wound up with the ring. It is on you, Eli. On you. Take it home, buddy.
Oh, my God.
We're just adding a little drama to the season.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's fun. Anyway, the Jets are...
I wouldn't want to start 2-0 like the Jets. God, that's obvious.
Jets are 2-0. It's just kind of awesome. That's no big deal.
So let me present this. Let me just present this.
Yeah, please do. She's out.
Well, let me just present it. One, she obviously does like football. So the football thing, she was talking about what happened, you know, 15 years ago.
She's a football fan, yeah.
I met a guy at Chickie's, was with four other Eagles fans. The guy was all Eagles'd up. Mm-hmm. And his buddy told me, hey, he was a Giants fan and came over to us when Saquon came over.
Yeah.
He decided, they let Saquon go, I'm going to be an Eagles fan now.
Right.
So is it possible, and would we accept it, if she said, look, losing Saquon was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I am now an Eagles fan. Because if she is a Giants fan, she would never be caught dead cheering for the Eagles if she hadn't switched. So is it possible that she switched? And if so, would we allow her? That would be my question. It's the only defense I'm going to present. Because because I met the Giants fan earlier this week.
Yeah. He was a fraud, and she's a fraud.
Thank you.
So here's what I said to him.
Yeah.
I got my eyes on you.
Yeah.
So I would say I would grant Anne Hathaway probationary fandom.
Mm-hmm. Because see, a fan like that, as soon as the Giants are good again.
She's going to go back.
Going back to your, well, I'm mainly speaking to that guy who switched.
Yes.
That you met earlier.
Yeah, well, I told him.
But Anne Hathaway, as an actress, she kind of gets a free pass to not be a diehard fan. I wouldn't view her as a diehard fan. I've never seen her at an Eagles game until now.
Jack, get Anne Hathaway on the show.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Hop right on that.
I'm
She's
serious.
Been around for 35 years.
Come on.
Well, don't start with that when you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
nose to the grindstone.
Appreciate that.
Let's get Anne Hathaway on the show. If anyone knows Anne Hathaway or has an,
she said we a couple of times there as a Giants fan. I'm out. She said, we.
I'm going to give her the chance to explain herself.
She said,
herself.
We won a ring in 07.
I'm going to give her a chance to explain herself.
And then on Sunday, ooh, clapping away. Clapping away. Like
in public, though.
Yeah, but come on, man. She's on Fraud Watch. And if she does come on, which I'm sure she will, I'm going to have to quiz her.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll let you do that.
Thank you.
Well, but she would be admittedly previously a Giants fan. I'm just saying the scenario
he's
in which
that she's converted to
she's converted yeah. because of Saquon.
Because of Saquon. I don't know if I want those Giants fans over here.
Yeah. Stay out.
Because of Saquon.
I know we're America's team, but come on.
We need a famous female actress fan.
We got Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, we can't get Rihanna.
Sabrina Carpenter's an Eagles fan?
Well, she's a
Philadelphia
Rihanna's
not an Eagles fan.
What's that?
Rihanna's not an Eagles fan.
Why would she be an Eagles fan?
Because I
want her
to
be. Oh, yeah. Well, if Rihanna's an Eagles fan, that's great.
What? We got Sabrina Carpenter.
Well, we don't know that she's an Eagles fan.
Well, she's from Quakertown.
Well, Rihanna's from Barbados, so she doesn't have a football team.
She'll come on over.
Well, yeah. Quakertown, we lost Taylor Swift.
Well,
she could as easily be a Steelers fan. From
Taylor's
Quakertown.
Coming back.
Oh, she's done.
She's done.
She's cooked. She's cooked.
What happens if they break up?
She's like 34. She's cooked. She's not going to have a second act like Anne Hathaway does. Anne Hathaway's going to be famous for 25 more years. Come on. All right.
What movie was it that I liked Anne Hathaway in?
I don't know.
Was she in one of those Scream movies?
She was in Les Mis. She was not in Scream.
I know it wasn't Les Mis.
Yeah. The Les Mis movie she was in.
Yes.
Man, Les Miserables was a terrible movie.
Yeah, that was a terrible movie.
Well, I didn't see it.
Oh, she's in The Dark Knight Rises.
There you go.
That's
oh, she was.
What it is. She was Catwoman.
Yeah.
Yes.
See? Don't we want her?
Yes.
Okay.
That's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. So let's see if we can get her on, Jack. All right. Coming up next, Dak Prescott had something to say about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Seems like Dak had an injury maybe to the brain as well as to the leg. We'll play that for you next and talk about it. 215-592-9494. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet. 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.